Chapter 2, The Decuplets Debacle. It was the scoop of the century. Under the banner of a world exclusive, the Pretoria News' 8th June 2021 headline announced, well, screamed, that a Tembisa woman had given birth to 10 babies. This was a fantastic distraction from the country's daily news diet of the three C's, COVID, corruption, and Carl Niehaus. On the front page was a photo of the wonder mom, Josiame Sithole, before she gave birth. It looked like she had just swallowed a giant yoga ball. The story buzzed its way around the world, but after 15 minutes of virtual high fives, the more sane among us realized the babies were about as real as a unicorn solving a crossword puzzle with three hooves tied behind its back. No doctor had confirmed the rare and complex event. There were conflicting and vague reports about which hospital handled the births. The miracle mom was nowhere to be found, and there were no photos of the babies, telltale signs that it was a massive scam. However, the smoking gun came in the form of the reporter's byline, which belonged to Pete Rampedi, who also happened to be the newspaper's editor. Rampedi is no stranger to spreading misinformation, and his past journalistic sins include peddling the much-discredited South African Revenue Service rogue unit fiction when he was at the Sunday Times. Rampedi resurfaced at Independent Newspapers, Iqbal Survey's stable of rags. Independent's plummeting circulation and nosediving credibility had made it an unstable stable. When people raised doubts about the decuplet story, Rampedi doubled down and insisted it was all true. He bragged that when the 10 bundles of joy were paraded for the world, he'd have the last laugh. But where were the babies? A decuplet's hunt scoured every nook and cranny of the country, but there was no sign of the babies. Each day, the Pretoria News published yet another exclusive, revealed a new twist, and trumpeted a fresh conspiracy. Rampedi tripled down, quadrupled down, then quintupled down, insisting the 10 babies existed and accusing anyone demanding details of being insensitive to the mother's race, culture, and class. Even a report by a panel set up by Independent found that the story was a hoax. Panel member Muhsin Williams wanted to know why the focus of a world-exclusive story about a mother giving birth to decuplets was angled on an appeal for donations. Why would a feel-good story of about 20 paragraphs contain 13 references to appeals for donations in cash and kind, as well as two graphics containing bank account numbers of Sithole and the decuplet's father Teboho Tsotsetsi and drop-off details for donations? Williams asked. The story became ever murkier. And just when we thought we'd seen it all, Rampedi did the unthinkable, at least for Rampedi. He apologized. Then, with our jaws still on the floor, he unapologized. In an apology for his apology, he said he had apologized only to his colleagues because the story had been used by his detractors to impugn their professional integrity. Rampedi stood by the story. He insisted that senior government officials, politicians, and healthcare personnel were colluding to hide the birth of the babies in pursuit of an obsessive political agenda to bully, discredit, and silence him as a journalist. He said they were punishing him because he exposed their scandals. It was a case of when you're in a hole, keep digging. And Rampedi dug all the way to Bullshitsville, then turned left and dug some more. He accused the Gauteng health authorities of holding Sithole hostage and orchestrating a cover-up of mammoth proportions. Rampedi had the full backing of his boss, who is no stranger to truth-stretching. See Chapter 49. Survey promised to reveal the truth at an explosive briefing. Despite the findings of Independent's panel, in a briefing of almost 3 hours, Survey insisted the decuplets were part of a baby trafficking scandal at Gauteng government hospitals. He said the answers to what happened to the babies would be revealed in a 10-part docu-TV series produced by his titles. Clearly, Survey had an image of how he, Super Survey, would be filmed swooping into a bunker in the bowels of a government building, giving the Minister of Health a karate chop and scooping up the 10 babies in his arms. Unfortunately for Super Survey, there was still no sniff of the babies, just the foul stench of Rampedi's rotting reputation. In a 57-page report, Acting Public Protector Koleka Kraleka found that on the basis of medical evidence, Sithole had not given birth to a single baby, let alone 10. In fact, she had not even been pregnant. In response to Kraleka's report, Ramperi decoupled down and said her investigation and findings were deeply flawed and had serious shortcomings. A month after Kraleka's findings, Ramperi resigned from the Praetorian News and sailed into journalism sunset. 4 months later, the Praetorian News stopped printing and folded into the Johannesburg Daily, The Star. The decoupled debacle had more turns than kailami, more twists than a bag of pretzels, and more holes than a pair of fishnet stockings. Perhaps there will be one more twist, and in a few years, the babies will be found. Has anyone looked inside President Cyril Ramaphosa's couch recently? See Chapter 26. In the meantime, one mystery remains. What the hell was under Hosiyame Sithole's shirt when she was photographed for the front page? An overinflated king-size yoga ball? A Toyota Hilux? Or maybe that was where Thabo Bester was hiding before he skipped the country. Things in South Africa easier to find than the decouplets. The Guptas. An honest politician. A copy of the Cape Times without a photo of Iqbal Survey. A stable coalition government. A photo of Police Minister Bheki Cele without his hat. A statue of Cecil John Rhodes. Anyone who voted for the National Party.